Using personal space effectively in social settings. The unspoken power of space. Personal space is an invisible yet incredibly powerful part of every social interaction. Whether we realize it or not, the distance we maintain or fail to maintain between ourselves and others speaks volumes. It influences how people perceive us, how they respond to us, and whether they feel comfortable in our presence. In both casual and professional settings, your ability to use personal space effectively can make the difference between building trust or creating tension, between attracting collaboration or pushing people away. Mastering this unspoken language is a key element of social intelligence and an essential tool for anyone who wants to communicate with authenticity, clarity, and confidence. What is personal space and why it matters? Personal space refers to the physical area surrounding a person that they regard as psychologically theirs. This space serves as a protective buffer, both physically and emotionally. When someone violates it by standing too close or hovering uncomfortably, it can trigger a sense of anxiety or even hostility. The concept is grounded in proxemics, a theory introduced by anthropologist Edward T. Hall, who identified several spatial zones: intimate, personal, social, and public. These zones reflect different levels of familiarity and interaction, ranging from the closeness we reserve for romantic partners to the formal distance we use in public speaking. The boundaries of these zones are flexible and shaped by many factors, including culture, context, and individual comfort levels. Understanding and respecting these zones is crucial in any social setting. For example, what feels like an appropriate distance in one culture may feel invasive or distant in another. In cultures where physical closeness is common, such as in parts of Latin America, Southern Europe, or the Middle East, people may naturally interact at closer distances. In contrast, individuals from Northern Europe, East Asia, or North America may require more personal space and feel uncomfortable with prolonged closeness. These cultural differences, if not understood or managed well, can lead to misunderstandings or social discomfort, even when intentions are positive. The psychology behind personal space. The way we manage personal space is deeply psychological. Our reactions to spatial boundaries are largely subconscious, yet they reflect deep-seated emotions and social conditioning. The amygdala, a part of the brain involved in processing threats, is highly responsive to invasions of space. When someone enters our personal zone without consent, especially if they're unfamiliar, our brains register it as a potential threat. This physiological reaction can manifest as discomfort, nervousness, or even aggression. That's why people may instinctively step back when someone gets too close, cross their arms, or angle their bodies away. These are nonverbal defense mechanisms that aim to restore equilibrium. On the other hand, managing space while standing at a respectful distance, moving with confidence, and adjusting based on context signals emotional intelligence. It shows that you are aware not only of your own boundaries but of the feelings and needs of others. People who understand this often come across as more confident, likable, and trustworthy. They create an invisible comfort zone around them that makes others feel at ease, leading to more open communication and positive interactions. In essence, personal space becomes a tool for building rapport and connection when used with empathy and awareness. Using personal space in professional and networking settings. In professional environments, your use of personal space can significantly affect your credibility and effectiveness. In job interviews, business meetings, or networking events, standing too close can come across as intrusive, while standing too far away might signal disinterest or lack of confidence. The key is to strike a balance that allows for genuine engagement while preserving comfort. Maintaining a respectful distance, usually about 3 to 4 feet in Western professional contexts, allows you to speak clearly, make appropriate eye contact, and use natural gestures without making the other person feel overwhelmed. Moreover, how you physically position yourself in group settings sends subtle messages about your role and confidence. Someone who stands upright, owns their space, and maintains steady posture tends to project authority and assurance. If you're too stiff or appear to shrink into yourself, you may be perceived as uncertain or disengaged. Movement also plays a role here. Confident people tend to move with purpose, stepping into space when it's their turn to speak and retreating slightly to give others room when listening. These movements create a rhythm of engagement that enhances group dynamics and shows respect for everyone involved. Navigating social events and informal interactions. Informal settings such as parties, social gatherings, or community events present a more relaxed but equally nuanced stage for spatial interaction. In these environments, the rules of personal space are more fluid, but they still matter. For instance, when joining an ongoing group conversation, it's important to observe before acting. Approaching slowly, making eye contact, and waiting for a break in the dialogue can help you gauge whether you are welcome to step into the conversation. Simply barging in or standing too close to someone without acknowledgement may cause discomfort or create a sense of social friction. Casual social settings also provide opportunities to read the room and adapt your spatial behavior based on mood, energy, and relational dynamics. People who are deep in discussion or visibly close may signal that their conversation is more private. In contrast, groups that are physically more open or arranged in semicircles are often more inviting to newcomers. Your spatial sensitivity in these moments demonstrates social skill and self-awareness. Equally important is knowing when to give others space, especially in emotionally charged or personal conversations. Stepping back, offering room, and allowing silence can often be more supportive than leaning in or crowding someone who needs emotional breathing room. Spatial boundaries in romantic and personal relationships. In close personal relationships, especially romantic ones, personal space becomes a dance of intimacy, trust, and communication. When two people feel connected, they tend to reduce the distance between them naturally. But even in these relationships, respecting personal boundaries remains essential. Early stages of dating, for example, require careful navigation of space. Moving in too quickly can come off as aggressive or overbearing, while keeping too much distance might be interpreted as disinterest. Instead of forcing proximity, the goal is to allow closeness to develop organically, guided by mutual comfort and nonverbal cues such as open body language, leaning in, or mirroring gestures. Long-term relationships also benefit from a healthy balance of space and closeness. While emotional and physical closeness is vital, so is the need for individual autonomy. Partners who respect each other's personal space by allowing time alone, physical room during conflict, or boundaries during stressful moments tend to experience deeper trust and long-lasting satisfaction. The ability to read when someone needs closeness versus when they need space is a hallmark of emotional attunement and relational maturity. Handling space in public and crowded environments. Public settings such as subways, buses, elevators, or crowded streets present unique challenges to personal space. These environments often force people into closer proximity than they would normally choose. In such situations, the goal shifts from maintaining ideal distance to minimizing discomfort for yourself and others. This means avoiding unnecessary contact, being mindful of body orientation, and showing small but meaningful signs of courtesy like removing your backpack in a crowded bus or angling your body slightly to give others room. Eye contact also plays a crucial role in tight spaces. In crowded environments, too much eye contact can feel invasive, so brief and polite acknowledgement is usually more appropriate. Additionally, using headphones, looking at a book or phone, or simply standing calmly can act as nonverbal signals that you're aware of others and doing your part to make the space more manageable. These subtle social negotiations help maintain peace and prevent unnecessary tension in environments where personal boundaries are routinely tested. The digital dimension, personal space in the virtual world. As our lives increasingly shift into digital formats, the concept of personal space has found a new arena, the virtual world. While we may not share physical space online, digital behavior can still encroach on someone's sense of boundary. Sending too many messages in a short time, tagging someone repeatedly without consent, or expecting instant responses are all ways people can violate digital personal space. Even in video calls, spatial behavior matters. Sitting too close to the camera, invading others' speaking time, or appearing in a distracting background can create discomfort or disengagement. Respecting virtual boundaries means allowing others time to respond, maintaining professionalism during online meetings, and understanding that the absence of physical distance doesn't mean an absence of emotional need for space. Digital environments may lack physical walls, but they still require respect, awareness, and consideration to foster healthy and effective communication. Conclusion. Using personal space effectively in social settings is both an art and a science. It requires an awareness of human psychology, cultural context, and the emotional undercurrents present in every interaction. When you master spatial awareness, you elevate your communication skills, strengthen your relationships, and build a presence that commands respect without demanding attention. Far from being just a physical concern, personal space is a gateway to deeper human connection because when people feel comfortable around you, they open up, engage more fully, and trust you more easily. In this way, managing space isn't just about keeping distance, it's about drawing people in the right way.